Morning, crew. Good morning, good morning. Make sure I've got my audio sorted this morning. Did a minute yesterday without some audio, but today I'm on it. I'm on it today, which is cool. Hey, good morning. Good to see everyone. While the old Facebook Live warms up, I'll do the intros and we'll get things rolling along. Good morning. Jason Witten is my name. For those who haven't joined us for a Wealth Coffee Chat in the morning, 8 o'clock every weekday, I get together with some amazing people. One of the best is the love of my life, Jay Witten, and some others who are mad keen about property investing. And we chat, we talk for maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe 5 minutes each day, each morning, about property investing and keeping things rolling along. So good morning to you guys. Great to see everyone jumping on. Quick background for those who are joining for the first time, welcome. I've been property investing over 20 years along with my business partners, my wife, Shay, and my business partner, Sam Saggers. And we've been coaching and helping property investors over 18 years now in our mentoring and coaching program across Australia and New Zealand. You know, done a fair few property deals, over 10,000 property deals across Australia and New Zealand. So along the way, we've paid a bit of attention and, you know, we might have learnt one or two things. And those things I like to share each morning with you guys just to make sure we stay on track. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, good morning. Because one of my favourite sayings is property investing is a marathon, not a sprint. Good morning, Kennedy. It is a marathon, not a sprint, and it is not a get-rich-quick scheme. Get-rich-quick schemes are rubbish, and property is a slow wealth investment vehicle. It's slow, absolutely slow, and anyone who thinks different has got rocks in their head. Anyway, buy well, never sell. This thing's a marathon, not a sprint. That's my foundation, but for those who understand, if you repeat something over and over at a high quality over the medium to long term, you will absolutely get some amazing results in real estate. You're in the right place. If you want get rich quick, stop listening because it doesn't happen here on this channel, nor do I have any interest in looking or finding those things in my world. But anyway, enough of my ranting. I'm a bit ranty today because yesterday, one of my clients received an email from a well-meaning person in their life. That well-meaning person, well, I don't know if they're well-meaning or not, but anyway, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's just do that. Let's just do that. That well-meaning person was a financial planner, okay? And now, this is not about bashing financial planners today. This is about you as the property investor. Being strategic, being smart about who you listen to. And you know, I've talked about the six-star team a few times and just making sure you understand who you're going to choose. Ranty Thursday. Yes, Alison. Indeed. 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 You know, who are you going to choose? I'm going to pull this email up for you and I'm going to read it out because it's an interesting one because the client and the client asked a financial planner, a well-meaning financial planner, about, you know, hey, what do you reckon about property investing? And the financial planner came back and said, hey, I'm licensed to provide advice on securities, property funds and securities, but not direct properties. Okay? So just so everyone gets it, when you ask people for advice, you've got to understand what they're actually, number one, licensed to give you advice on. And we'll talk about that in a second. What they are actually experienced personally to talk about. And really, what is their mode of operation agenda? And literally, like I've got an agenda. I want you to join my coaching and mentoring program. And I make my living out of the properties that we provide to our clients. Everybody knows that. And that's the same as the financial planner. They make their living out of the products that they supply to their clients, okay? The challenge is for you as a property investor or anybody who is providing something to you, you've got to understand their expertise, their licensed expertise, their experience personally, and how do they create income and a living in their business. And none of them are bad or good. The thing is this, is that person going to continue to support you in the direction you have chosen? Or are they going to send you off or stop you or delay you or give you some uncertainty about what you're doing? And that is the key part, because what we do often is ask well-meaning professionals or well-meaning people some questions. Should I, and this is the thing, should I invest in real estate? That is not the right question to ask anybody, gang. You are the one deciding to invest in real estate. You are the owner of this team. You're the owner of this team. And you are the one deciding what you want to do. Here's how it should go. I am going to invest in direct real estate. Can you help me with X? Setting up a structure. Giving me some tax minimization advice, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So, and this is the difficult part as property investors or people, because often we default. Our social conditioning says to us, you don't have a degree, you don't have a license. These people do in this space, and so they must be smarter, better, and you should ask them what you should do. And they'll tell you what to do. Stupidest thing you can do, gang. Okay? You can ask questions, find out answers, and then you decide what you get up to. But anyway, I just wanted you guys to think through that part today. So I'm just going to pop over here and maybe just chat to you guys quickly about what that sort of means in this space. Let's go to this one. So I've chatted about this one before, and I just wanted to maybe touch base on it just quickly when we're thinking about, you know, who's on your team. You know, like Shay said there, you know, right questions to the wrong people, right? Because that's what this is about. Who do I ask? Who do I ask what questions to? And that's, you know, really important to understand. Judy's in there, like, too many people invest with no education, buy the wrong property. Absolutely, Judy. Like, getting some great education, and the education for you. What I do as a property investor, for most of you, is inappropriate for you to do as a property investor. My situation is different to yours. Your situation can be different to somebody else's, and make sure we understand. Make sure we understand who to ask. Like Shay sort of said here, right questions to the right people, not the right questions to the wrong people. And also, right questions to the right people at the right time. Okay. And so, when we're starting out in property investing, and you have decided property investing, direct property investing, owning your own properties, is going to be part of your wealth creation strategy. Now, I'm a massive fan of owning real estate, as you probably know, and I'm a massive fan of owning shares as well. Nothing wrong with shares. I'm a massive fan of owning a business if you want to create income through a business. I'm a massive fan of you being great at your career and creating income through your career. All of them work. You have to choose, as a smart investor, what ratio of investing you're going to do at what time. And so that is part of the ingredients for the cake the special baking that you do is separate to others, all right? So let's just choose this. I'm going to rehash the six-star team. I've created a nice little fancy picture, well, one of my team have. So at the end of the day, mentor, coach, advisor, mentor, someone who's been there and done that. Alison, we are back. I've got a date in my diary for Wealth, Wine and Wisdom, and we'll be talking about share investing as well. So it'll be coming soon. Not so much wine this time. Mentor, coach, advisor. This is our version of the world, and you can take it or leave it. But here's what I believe. When you choose someone to captain your team, and we talked about this, captain of your team, mentor, coach, investor, advisor. Mentor means they have done it themselves. Okay? Multiple properties and helped others invest in multiple properties. Coach, somebody who has taken the time to learn how to coach others, because mentors can be maniacs. You should do it my way. The only way to do this is my way. Rubbish. It is not the only way to do it. If we're going to invest in real estate, there could be 5 or 6 or 8 different strategies to own real estate and do something with. Just because one mentor made all of their money by renovations, or one mentor made all of their money by buying off the plan, doesn't mean that that's what you should do. Mentor, coach, they are qualified, they are experienced, and they have learned some strategies and processes and systems to coach people. Investor, they are investing as well right now. They are continuing to invest in the market that you are investing in. And advisor, they are licensed and required by law to behave themselves when they're talking to you in their industry. I like that. So mentor, coach, advisor, that's why we give this one our tick of approval at the top, your coach, investor, advisor. Sometimes people choose a financial planner or an accountant to be the captain of their team. Now, that may be appropriate at the right time, but for property investing, hear me when I say this, nothing against the financial planner or the accountant, but I have not met many, if any, probably less than 5, less than I can count on one hand, successful financial planner or successful accountants who are good property investors who could help and teach you. So for me, the idea is a financial planner and accountant are an important, an extremely important part of your team. They should not be telling you what you invest in. You should be telling them what you're investing in and making sure the team who are working for you are being coordinated and called upon at the right time for your movements through the acquisition, the consolidation, or lifestyle phase. Remember, we have those 3 phases, acquisition, consolidation, lifestyle, that we are moving through as a property investor. And as you build your property investment portfolio and your passive income, you will need each of these experts at certain times. But what I would say, I would encourage you to choose the captain. I'm biased here, by the way. I believe our coaches are way better captains than any of these professionals for most people. And I would default right now to some quite high-level, high advanced business owners who are making quite a lot of dough. Your accountant can be an excellent captain of your team. So, but for most property investors that I have met, you'll need a coach, a mentor, coach, an investor, advisor, an MCIA at the head of your team. And these others are specialists, ninjas, who go in and get it done for you. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense, gang. I just wanted to do a bit of a shout out, a reminder about that today, because it's important. Don't let are well-meaning people, well-meaning professionals, derail you with their limited opinions on what to invest in, don't ask them that question, because that is not for them to decide. That is for you to decide as an investor. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense, gang. Coffee and a chat done. Wealth coffee chat done today. Didn't rant as much as I thought I would today, but yeah, it's not about beating up any of these other professionals. It's about you deciding the direction you're going to go in and how you're going to get supported in that. You know, like I said, I'm biased. I think a captain of your team should be an avid property investor, mentor, coach, and someone who's created some wealth and coached many people to success in property investing. If you are going to use that as your primary wealth vehicle going forward. Primary wealth vehicle going forward. Anyway, gang, that's it from me. Coffee and a chat done and dusted. Thanks for the shout out, gang. For some reason, whoever said that comment there, it's coming through as Facebook users, so it must be coming from our mentoring group. It must be inside our private mentoring group. So thanks, whoever said that. I can't see your name, but appreciate you guys giving us a shout out. I love teaching. I love supporting you guys. Creating your wealth and your future. And so hopefully it makes sense. Hopefully it's useful. And as always, give me a shout out in the chat, in the comments. If there's anything that you think you'd love me to talk about, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes on the coffee chats in the morning. A quick reminder, if you want to subscribe to this stuff on the podcast, iTunes and Spotify and other places, Wealth Coffee Chat. Please do give us a thumbs up, like, whatever it is in that arena as well. All right, gang, back to work for us all. We've got stuff to do. I'm sure you do too. Have an awesome day, a fantastic Thursday. And join me tomorrow for another coffee and a chat around about 8 o'clock. Go well, be well, take care. All right, gang, bye-bye.